Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura, and I'm joined by a very special guest. I keep saying that on all my intros to people who have come on my podcast.
Oh, I am special.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Mm. As fuck. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I need to reduce on the cursing. I decided that I need to be a less emotional human being and more expressive. So I need to use actual words.
Using actual words, yeah. instead of
curse words. Okay. And it's difficult. I've been cursing since class 4.
Instead of saying us, you say so much.
Yeah, so much. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Orientation.
I've been cursing since class 4. You know who I blame? Vanessa. Vanessa and I were just some Disney kids, man.
Princesses.
She was in a dance group. I told you that.
Yeah.
And she taught me a little dance. Yeah. I think I can dance. I can.
Gori.
Bro, you've not even seen me dancing.
Yeah, I've seen you.
Can you chill?
No.
Any podcast yako amani yangu. Mambo and I were just discussing how, as we grow older, our bodies have started to sabotage us. Like, we physically want things that they just don't make sense. Like, logically.
Yeah.
Within logic, it's out of sense.
Out of reach, actually.
Out of real life. It's something that's so crazy. Like,
it's a fast thought, but you don't need to think deeply about it, because now when you start to deeply think about it,
yeah,
it makes no sense.
And then I think deeply about it every day. Guys, we're talking about marriage and children and a husband, yeah, and life with a partner together. Like, I know this is not my usual type of content, because usually I'll be like, girls, go to school, follow the rules or some shit.
You see? Cast again.
Oh my God. Follow the rules and everything else. I should name this the one where Nyambura tries not to curse.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge. I will not curse
honestly,
for the rest
of it. What is the repercussion of just having a husband before everything else?
Why can't I wake up tomorrow and I'm in the arms of the love of my life?
Yeah, being cuddled and loved.
Yeah. And I'm obsessed with his armpits. Because, like, you know the pheromones? Like, his real scent? Yeah. I need a man who I'm obsessed with animalistically. Guy, I'm ovulating. Guys, this is not my ordinary kind of talk. Let's see. Guys, let me check my flow up just now. Higher chance of getting pregnant.
Yeah,
so now's my time. Wow.
Men God forbid.
No, I'm not ovulating. So this is just my true form. Wow.
Embrace it.
Wow.
No, actually embrace it.
Babe, I was showering yesterday and I thought about a baby. And I just told you, I was thinking, like, if I had a daughter, her name's gonna be Washera. And I was thinking, I held a baby and I called her Sisi. And I was like, oh my gosh, why the fuck would I go that deep? Like... Like, I physically felt like I was holding a baby. That's the thing. Like, it's insane, bro. Like, it's not even a joke. Yeah.
You remember when I sent you that video?
Mm.
It was just...
Oh, shit. You sent me a video of a gender reveal.
But
and
no.
And he's so cute. And the husband was wearing this nude outfit with straight pants. And
since
so,
that time...
Yeah, it looks so good.
I just look at, like, I just look at a man. I'm like... Yeah, kids.
Babies.
Yeah. You remember when you showed me your Pinterest about the crochet?
Yeah.
And all I could see was kids.
And I showed you that little baby, the girl with the bandana.
And
you told me to send it to you. You've saved it in your favorites. Oh my God.
I'm so cooked.
I hate this so much. Not only do we not have partners, we're not even close to having partners. We don't even have crushes that make sense.
There's no roster.
There's no passion. There's no energy. There's no roster. Bro, I basically feel like I've been out of the game for so long. And it's so insane how I just wake up and I'll be thinking and I'll be like, oh my gosh, a nice man.
Beautiful. Well created. God actually took his time.
I just hate it so much. Don't you see I'm in danger?
I am.
I'm in danger, guys. Like, yeah, every day.
That's how I felt the other day when I met the man of my kids.
The father of your children. We need to stop talking about this.
My husband. I met my husband.
You met the love of your life. Your true love. And your soulmate.
And he has no idea.
He has no fucking clue. Oh my God. Let me tell you, I also once met the father of my children. Oh my God, he was beautiful. You were there.
I was.
Guys, we went to Kettle House and oh my God, I've never seen a hotter man in my life. Like, I'll never move on from that. What? Like, my body puckered. Like, I felt like a cat in... I felt like an animal. I hate it.
You know, nothing made sense after you saw him. What you told me?
What did I say?
Can you move? How do I move from there?
He walked in. My eyes walked in with him. Like, I was watching him like a fucking hawk.
Yeah.
He sat across from us and I was just seeing him. But one boy was sat in front of me, so she was covering the view a bit. And I was like, girl...
Get out of my
girl, if you don't...
Kiasi.
Can you do that for me? Would you be a sweetheart? And then she moved. And I recorded her face just so I could get him in the background, just so I can look at it later. And I know that's fucking creepy.
But he's a fine man.
Oh my God, he's so fucking hot. Mm. I could never believe my eyes. And then he was sat across from me. And thank God it went... extremely well and then horribly wrong. But when he was sat across from me, we were exchanging glances, like we were just, you know, and
like
I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. And I kept telling my boy, I told also the guy who was with us the same thing. I was like, oh my God, guys, I cannot believe what I'm seeing right now. And
you
then
remember when you left us mid conversation with a stranger who was dying,
yeah,
because of you.
Well, damn.
And then me and our friend had to entertain him.
Guys, you had to hold it up for me. I'm sorry, I need the father of my child. He's escaping. He was leaving. I couldn't let that go. Honestly, because he was sat across from me, and when we were swapping glances and being so, oh my gosh, that was the best moment of my life. I can never relive that shit.
The funniest thing was, this guy is yapping about you. You haven't...
Oh my God, I'm not listening. Guys, I'm not here with you. I'm nobody. Nilishaji, excuse Kiasi. I'm busy right now. Then he looked at me, and when I got the courage to like look at him for a little longer... He mouthed at me and he said, you're very beautiful. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's when you left the chat completely.
I actually like...
But you were...
You know how a computer shuts down? Yeah, I shut down. And he left because he thought those guys who were saying hi to me because they like my content were... One of them was my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And he also he said he's not feeling the vibe. While watching F1, he said he was not feeling the vibe.
Of F1?
You know, I didn't tell you this. Yeah. This is insane. He said he was not feeling the vibe because he thought that one of those guys were my boyfriend. Of course, he was trying to hit on me, and I can see he's toxic. And he had a nose ring, and he was just, oh my God, like, God bless the day he was born. Man, that nigga was fine. Oh my God. The children I could have for him. The children I could birth. Like, God bless him. Wow. And then we had a conversation and he hugged me and he left. And he was like, I should go by later. And I didn't. And then he went to fucking Diani, Malindi. I don't know. To the coast. And then he went back to the US and I never met him. And that was, and oh, he was like Black American. Oh, I have an eye for those niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even realize. I don't even realize though until they start talking. I'm shit. Okay.
You told me that yesterday.
Yeah, like I don't actively go out to see this nigga.
Until they
like
talk just, and then you discover. And
I'm like, oh. Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm cooked. That's what I'm telling you, niggas. And all in all, I will be found because I will get back to my senses by Monday. It's the weekend. It's the freaking weekend. You see, I didn't cuss that badly. Like, I'm doing a great job, don't you think?
Good job, babe.
Unaonaje, babe?
Unaanguka mtihani, lakini si even failures we encourage.
70% is not failing.
See, even 70% is not failing. So that next time they can do better.
Yeah.
This is the type failure of test where the teacher comes in.
You know, it's
put
insane.
More effort.
No teacher will call me a failure, first of all. Oh, my God. You know, my dad, he's always on my side.
Encourage you. All your stupid tenants.
Everything. Like, my dad used to, every interest that I had, my dad would just provide. Like, there was a time I was obsessed with. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with the Disney books.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wanted Pinocchio and I wanted Snow White, Cinderella. So I had a bunch of these Disney books, mm-hmm. and I was so obsessed. And I'd tell him what book to buy me each time. I'd be like, yeah, when you come, bring me Princess and the Frog. And he'd bring it. And he brought me Shrek as well, which was so insane. Like, where did you get that? And he installed Encarta Kids on his laptop. So I could play educational games as a kid. Like, oh my God, my dad is so cool. And then when I said I wanted to draw, and I was really good at drawing as a kid, he brought me paint. And I used to paint as a kid. And I had classes and everything. Yeah. And then I said I wanted to crochet and he taught me how to knit. And we used to make like special food on Sundays. Like he'd come and he'd make us samosas. Yeah, and kebabs. Yeah. And
it's so insane because your dad is the most masculine.
Yeah, yeah. And we used to watch Susan Kamau together. Let's cook. Yeah, my dad and I. And then we used to, yeah, oh my God, my dad is my bestie actually. I love him to death.
He's a cool person.
And then as a kid, like this is my earliest memory of him. He'd walk through the door and then I'd go and hug his legs because he was so tall and big. And then I'd step on his feet and he'd walk while I'm on top of his feet. And that's like, oh my God, I love my father. Okay, I'm
like,
done.
I used to call him Uncle Kericho.
Yeah, because he works in Kericho and so he lived in Kericho.
And my dad could not understand how I could physically place him. All the other people were uncles, even for girls. But him,
he was a cool guy. Yeah. Even Vanessa was like, yeah, he used to let us listen to Easy FM as kids. And our parents, our moms didn't let us. But our dads did.
Yeah, our dads were cool.
Yeah, we had cool dads. Is it because their fathers were alcoholic?
Yeah. I'm going to do everything. But show these people.
Is it because our grandparents were kind of crazy?
Yeah, they were. I extend grace to our grandmothers.
Yeah, actually. Honestly, like they went through the most. My God. Actually, Wamboy and I are related closely. Very closely. That's my favorite part about us. It's like it goes beyond friendship. It's like blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! It's genes! We're so together forever.
But it's like our parents also.
Yeah.
They're friends and related and...
They're close.
They Yeah.
Yeah, they're very close. We're very close knit. We grew up together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they were doing what...
We know every part of our lives in phases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because they were all brought up together.
Yeah.
Because
oh, wow.
If Maiguka did some shit, I'm cursed.
Ah! One boy. This is unlike you.
If Maiguka did something.
I'm so shocked.
If Maiguka did something, yeah. They would run to your side.
Yeah.
And if Maiguka did something, they would run to
your side.
To our
yeah.
Side. Yeah.
Oh, we're also like physical neighbors and shags. Like we have, we're separated by a fence that I ruka and we ruka.
We
constantly have sleepovers and shags.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have the best
life.
Yeah. And then we go to Karatina Town and we.
You remember that Christmas?
Yeah.
We ate at our place, yeah. Your place, Mama's place.
Mama's place. It's like. We went on a world tour, man. And we were walking. We weren't driving.
What did we eat? Because each parent... each parent was saying, I didn't feed them that much.
Yeah, I like, gave them one meal. Like, what have you guys been eating? Whole time, we are stuffed. And these guys don't believe us. Yeah. But we were walking. And it's like you a distance. That, yeah. Yeah. We didn't like a tour. Oh, God. I love life. We also have the best like adult relationships.
Yeah,
it's so nice
and we laugh,
yeah,
and kick it like it's so hard
and
to
you tell each other everything.
Yeah,
we're so honest and open and like home.
Committee.
Yeah, it's okay, you can do no wrong. And it's across the board and I love that so much. Oh God. Yeah,
our kids will need to have this.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. God, am I gonna have kids? You see what I'm talking about?
Guys, we are cooked.
We're so fucking cooked. My greatest hope is my own.
Communicate something, but
yeah, what part of your brain is responsible for making hormones? But different parts of your brain make different hormones. The thyroid? I don't know.
This kid thing I need it to go away, honestly.
Wait, isn't the thyroid in the... Wait, okay. You know, fuck that. Honestly, like, nilisha maliza shule. Yeah, like... Gosh, I need to stop producing the hormone that wants kids. I don't know what it is. Is it estrogen?
Oh, one of us gets
pregnant. You, so you just take one from the team. We'll raise it. You know we will.
The issue is not giving birth and having a baby. That's not the issue.
I feel like that's not the issue with you.
Yeah.
If I had a baby right now, I feel like my world would fall apart.
No.
No, dead as it would.
Mm-mm.
No, it would. With whom would I raise it?
See, that's my problem as well.
Yeah, but also,
who is the father?
How will
child?
I raise it? How will I birth? I'm physically scared also. It's insane. How can I want that? It's so... You've seen the gory pages I follow on Instagram, yeah. Just so I can like ease myself into birth and
you said you
children. And I just feel like my body wants to. And I'm literally watching the most gory shit. Like...
You know,
women
so,
are in
so
pain.
Funny.
That's screaming.
You're scared about getting pregnant, yet you want like 4 kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Only
bro.
Want one.
Can I get like? I want 4 kids. Actually, I want a big house. I want with blue shutters. I want a big house.
You should see my face when you talk.
What? Honestly, I want a big house with many children who all love me, and I love each. Of them.
You see, that's an expectation you're building up for no reason.
I want it. Nistoria kwamani yangu. Oh, bitches. Oh my God, I've cussed again.
You know what? Goodbye.
Let's just let it go. It is what it is. But like, I do, you know. But also, I don't know. I'm not opposed to adopting, honestly.
Yeah.
But also, I want a child that I can breastfeed. It's that animalistic. It's crazy. Like, I just want to hold a baby skin to skin and just love my baby and hold my baby. It's like, it's animalistic. I'm no, telling you.
For me, with a baby, I just want to feel that unconditional love. And I...
Exactly. Like, something I you feel like own.
That's the only thing that will make me feel I'm obsessed, in charge.
Yeah.
Everything.
In charge, in love, like, also freeingly, but also, like, I don't know if I'm ready to, like, release my baby to the world. I'm so cooked. Hey. I'm already talking like this, and I have no candidate as our father for my children, except that one guy. But then he told me that he has a one-year-old. And this is a sad moment. You see how quiet and silent it is? It's eerie. Okay. He has one child. He has a girlfriend, wife, I don't know, in the US, in LA.
He has three or two.
He said that he has three wives later.
Three.
And he said one in America and two in Brazil. And I also checked out his Instagram, and he has, like, all these fucking countries he's been to. And he was last... I even questioned, like, when he left Kenya, did he really go to US or did he go to...
somewhere.
In Thailand or Indonesia, I'm not sure, but one of those. And he was, like, on a yacht, taking pictures. And I was like, oh, my God. Wow. This, if there's oh my God. And he was talking to me about all this fertility shit, and he gave me the vibes for the man with 1,000 kids.
The guy who's gonna entice you to have a baby and then leave you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Bro,
let's not have that.
That would actually kill me. I feel like I'm not opposed to an abortion, but then finding out when you're pregnant, how long you've been pregnant for is, like, tentative. You need to do it quick or you'll fuck up.
Yeah, and also where you are in life.
That's,
and I don't mean
that especially. Oh.
I just mean, like, holistically. Like,
I think I'm holistically that.
Your body is telling you that. Relax. I need you to cool down and breathe.
Oh, okay. But I feel like if I had a boyfriend, oh my God, I'd have to get I'd have to be very careful. Babe, oh my God, and do I have the self control? Like, no. I don't know. My God, but I think I have the self control of being scared.
Yeah,
to get pregnant. Because of the bathing process. That's what's scaring me. And also the bathing and having the baby and having a husband and the household part and life after after that.
You know, that's why I was asking you. Do you think when you die, you fulfilled your purpose?
Oh, yeah, and I told you no.
And then you said no.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about this and I was like, so you mean the baby that was born and then died had already fulfilled his purpose or her purpose?
Yeah.
I started contemplating on that and I was like, how is that a purpose? Just to be born and die?
Or do you think someone was being petty and used a whole human being to prove someone else's purpose? Oh my God, I'm being deep with this shit. Oops, that's my bad.
No, but I feel like purpose is not a humanly... induced thing. I think he's godly. You don't know your purpose.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah.
And the craziest part is I'll never know my purpose. That's the thing.
But you'll be doing things
that
I'll do in things. Line with your purpose.
I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
At least.
I guess. Life has a way of just lifing, you know. Like... I pray. I've been thinking about going on a little trip.
And you should go.
I think I should. And, like, go by the beach, celebrate my wins. Go on a marathon tomorrow. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, wait. I'm going to feel like such a fucking bad bitch on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I should take a little trip and just celebrate my life and just have a good time.
First quarter of your life.
Yeah, I also need some tender love and care. Where will I get that?
Matilda.
Guys, so much has happened. so much has happened since we last talked, right? Oh my gosh. Last time we talked, I was talking to someone.
Well,
I realized that... But then my mom told me not to specialize. She said to befriend them all.
Get a pool.
My mom Deda said, you see now when you specialize, she means a boyfriend, you break your own heart because this boy is, you know, just men. You know how men are. And I was like, you know, I had so much faith and hope for the world when I was younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, mom, now I see how men are.
May I refuse to believe my mom had a boyfriend before my dad, honestly.
Well, I can't act oblivious to the fact that
I don't want to know if she ever dated someone else apart from my dad. And it's,
I hope my mom did. I hope your mom did.
Yeah, she's a bad bitch.
Honestly, and I hope she got some. I hate to go into this deep, extensive lens. But I hope the women that are older than us, that have been in our lives, actually
explored.
Yeah.
And then decided, you know what, this is the man I want. Yeah. Instead of just jumping in.
Mm, yeah.
And now figuring out when they're
on the job.
That looks like...
Oh, my God. Like it hurts.
Yeah.
That looks like it hurts. Wow. Oh, my God.
Are we cooked?
You know, I've never seen my parents arguing.
They don't show us.
I mean, I've seen them, like...
Disagree. No, I've felt the tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've entered the house and, you know...
Wow. But, like, throwing words at each other. Mm-mm. I've never seen that. So, where can I get that?
A man that doesn't yell at me. Location.
But no man can actually yell at me. Unaniambia nini, I'll punch you in the throat. Gosh. I'm actually so... cooked. Where are we gonna get husbands? It's not everything. You know, the worst thing I hate is when I tell someone, oh my gosh, I want a boyfriend. And this is what Tumi does. And we argue about this every time. And he's always like, where is that the goal? I'm like, it's not a goal. It's not the goal. It's our goal. You know, like, it's not the goal. But also, it is. I have different aspects of my life as an entity. Like, I have my school life. Because I want a PhD doesn't mean a PhD is the goal. It's our goal. Yeah. Oh, it's the goal. A PhD is the goal in that aspect of my life. Yeah. In my friendships, like, having friendships is great. Having a best friend is the goal. It's like, wow, yeah, a best friend, nice. And then, like, now, in my romantic life, it's just a part of me.
Wait. Goodbye. I need... Yeah.
Oh,
it's time.
It's okay. It's time. I think we've come to the end of the podcast. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't know how to edit and I don't know how to link audios. And I'm not going to learn. Sorry. So I guess we've come to the end of this. We had an emergency.
Hi, guys.
The emergency here being that I need to take a nap and Wamboy needs to be somewhere else. I love you guys. You complete me. You're the loves of my life. I don't think I interact with anyone who listens to my podcast.
You need to.
Or
anyone that tells me that they have interacted with my podcast. Anyway, yeah. Bye. Say bye.
Bye. Take care, guys.